Justin Scott and Spiegel. We've got a whole bunch of links going on, and one of them pertains to the Threadsmiths hydrophobic shirts. We saw these. There's like a video that's gone kind of viral about these shirts, where like nothing, I don't know how to say it. What
nothing
the hell is it?
Sticks to it.
Nothing sticks to it.
No liquid absorbs into it. And I'm not talking like moisture wicking like Under Armour. I mean, you can have this white dress shirt on, have a kid walk up, splash a glass of grape juice on you, and it just rolls off, and you could walk right into a job interview.
Yeah, the water just like beads up and rolls off, and it doesn't absorb into the shirt. We saw the video, and we're like, we want to try these out for ourselves. So we reached out to the company, and they sent us a bunch. It says, please find enclosed some hydrophobic stain-resistant shirts. To test the shirt, we recommend pouring water-based liquids like water, Gatorade, white coffee, whatever the hell
white coffee is.
White
coffee, heavily creamed.
Light red wine for the best. We can even try red wine. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have Chiquita pour a glass of red wine on my shirt.
Yeah, I'll go in my backyard.
And we'll film it.
And the kids will love it. Can we all do something in our respective homes today? The kids are going to be over the moon that they can take their stepdad that they're still on the fence about and just take glasses of, like, Hawaiian punch. See, I'm going to go harder than they say to.
Whoa, there's a chick online that already did this, and she's a blessed woman.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
She had the Threadsmith t-shirt on, and it is...
She's stretching it out real good.
Stretching it out.
Mm-hmm.
She's got nice green hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, look at that. He's throwing, like, chocolate syrup on it. It's just, like, falling right off.
Yeah, he's slinging yogurt at it.
God.
And nothing's sticking.
And I must say, like, while it was in the package, I thought it looked kind of stiff and coarse.
Yeah, I want to feel it.
Feeling it now out of the package... Pretty soft. I mean, I don't think you would know that there's anything weird going on here if you didn't...
Yeah, that was my concern, that when I saw the video and they're pouring, like, grape sodas and coffees and teas, and it's just rolling right off. I mean, I was like, I guess if it's going to be, like, plasticky. Now, it doesn't feel like cotton, but it doesn't feel uncomfortable to the touch. It's nicely cut. It doesn't have a weird cut to it at all. This is something I would wear underneath of like a sport jacket with a tie.
Yeah. So
but Scott nice had a great down. Point about washing it. How do you do it? If no water sticks to it.
Or you know what? I guess you never need to wash it.
I mean, body funk eventually. My God, are we in an era where you never need to wash your clothes again?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. Is this the future? Is like 5 years from now, every shirt going to be hydrophobic, so you never have to worry about like spilling anything on your shirt again.
I'm going to drink a ton of water and all over mine.
And I wonder too, will it trap like your sweat? You know, like Under Armour's the whole idea of that fabric is to like let it breathe and let the sweat out.
But yeah.
Will this trap it in and create swamp ass?
I don't know.
Well, what do you want to assign ourselves to stuff, Mike? Do you want to do coffee?
I was thinking about maybe just walking into the shower. And then walking right back out.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. You do shower. Scott, what do you do? You want to do a glass of wine?
Yeah, I'll do red wine.
I'll do fruit juice.
And I know Wendy's going to take hers to work tonight, to the bar.
Yeah.
Go nuts with every sauce they have back there.
Yeah, go crazy with, like, Sweet Baby Ray's. Josh, what liquid are we going to splash on you?
What do I have? I have Snapple.
Yeah, do Snapple.
Do Snapple. Do what? Diet Peach Snapples. Maybe some of that Manischewitz wine of yours.
My only thing is I have no one to hold the video camera.
And it went and got sad.